Why the code? I speak all over the world and have worked with thousands of teams, helping them increase their incomes through sales and through building championship teams. Everyone seems to want a silver bullet solution that will attract the best players and produce extraordinary results. There have been thousands of books written on team building, child rearing, and how to get rich. And most of them repeat similar principles and lessons. Yet most of them ignore this incredibly powerful component. The idea of a code of honor isn't a new one. But like most things, we take it for granted until something bad happens. Throughout the 1990s, it seemed that everyone was on the path to learning how to get rich quickly. If you invested in an internet business, you were considered a genius. Yet in the spring of 2001, the beginning of a major shift in how we all looked at business and life started to take place. The dot-com bubble popped. Markets took a dive. Then, on September 11th, the most horrific act of terrorism we have ever known was played out before our eyes over and over again. Corporate scandals, one after the other, eroded our hope that the people we worked for or invested money with could be trusted. The list of questionable business practices like those in Enron, WorldCom, and Arthur Andersen just kept growing. Now we wonder, where is their code of honor? My point is this. In the absence of rules, people make up their own. Those differences can become catastrophic in the heat of the battle, particularly where stress is high and confusion is prevalent. Those who are successful have a very clear code of honor that is easy to understand and is not negotiable or subject to multiple interpretations. It is a strong set of rules that everyone around them agrees to, and it's part of what makes everyone around them successful as well. The heart and soul of every team is its code of honor. Rules like being on time, attending training sessions, committing to personal growth, and never abandoning a teammate in need. These rules not only ensure success, they make the game a lot more satisfying to play. A code of honor is the cornerstone of the culture of any organization because it is the physical manifestation of its thoughts, ideals, and philosophies. Developing a code of honor creates accountability and a feeling of support and is a powerful statement of who you are and what your team stands for. It defines you and your goals. It's that important. So, how do you develop a code of honor that all team players will respect and adhere to, whether it's in your business, your family, or your community? That's what you're about to find out. Team tips. In the absence of rules, people make up their own. Successful people and groups have a very clear code of honor that is easy to understand and is not negotiable. Developing a code of honor creates accountability and a feeling of support and is a powerful statement of who you are and what your team stands for. Team drill. 1. Discuss with your team examples of close games, great comebacks, and championship results in sports and business. Talk about what you think made the difference beyond talent. 2. Cite examples of organizations that had rules but didn't follow them. Have the team discuss their opinions of those organizations.